Nolte, Media, Democrats Use McCloskey Case to Make Us Afraid to Protect Our Home. By John Nolte on July 21, 2020. The establishment media and Democrats are making examples of Patricia and Mark McCloskey to intimidate the rest of us from protecting our own home. By now, almost everyone is familiar with what happened. Late last month, as Americans watched in horror as the left-wing terrorists in Black Lives Matter and Antifa turn one anti-police protest after another into a full-blown riot, and did so with lightning speed, Mark and Patricia McCloskey were made famous when videos of them protecting their St. Louis home exploded on social media. According to the couple, they were getting ready to eat dinner in their large home, one they spent decades refurbishing, when a mob of angry demonstrators, who had been marching along a public street, decided to take their protest to Portland Place, a private street where the McCloskeys' Renaissance Palazzo-style home is located. The McCloskeys say the mob broke down a gate to the privately owned street. There's video of the broken gate, which means the unruly mob of around 100 was not only trespassing on private property, but had apparently broken entered onto private property. For obvious reasons, including what was happening at the time in almost every Democrat-run city in America, in fear of their lives and property, the couple grabbed a couple of firearms and stood guard outside their home. Patricia held a pistol. Mark held a semi-automatic rifle. And, at times, when the mob threatened them or became especially threatening, the couple pointed their weapons at the demonstrators. Private property. Mark warned while wielding a rifle. Get out. Private property, get out. Patricia yelled while holding her handgun. Mark told police he only grabbed his rifle after he noticed that some in the mob were carrying guns. This was a galvanizing moment, at least for me. Think about it. This was not some mob trashing their own neighborhoods or a downtown area that had gone home for the evening. This was a roving mob targeting private homes. Heaven only knows what would have happened had the McCloskeys not had access to the means to hold the potential marauders off. Before the month was out, I purchased 3 additional firearms and a shitload of ammunition, and I was not alone. The McCloskeys were outnumbered 50-1 by a mob of angry trespassers. All around the country, similar mobs were in a frenzy of burning and looting. Nothing the McCloskeys did was inappropriate. Quite the opposite. Nevertheless, our corrupt media and Democrats are looking to make an example of them as a warning to the rest of us. Just for starters, Knlal smeared the McCloskeys as the face of white resistance to the oh-so-just cause of Black Lives Matter. That was the least of it. Before the month was out, St. Louis prosecutor Kimberly Gardner, who enjoys the support of George Soros, launched an investigation into the couple. Authorities searched their home and reportedly confiscated the rifle. And now Gardner has charged the couple with felony unlawful use of a weapon and displaying a gun. Gardner said, "It is illegal to wave weapons in a threatening manner. That is unlawful in the city of St. Louis. They could both go to prison. The charge is naked persecution." According to Missouri Attorney General Eric Schmidt, who has filed to have the charges dropped, the state's castle doctrine protects the use of firearms when protecting your personal safety and property, to which I can only say, no shit. Everyone knows this, including the media vilifying the McCloskeys, including Gardner. So why the persecution? Well, it's obvious, no? Instead of applauding the McCloskeys, instead of praising them for quickly and calmly protecting themselves and their property with no one getting hurt, they are being held up to the country as racist villains, as warnings to the rest of us to dare not interfere with the revolution, even if it means losing everything we've worked for. The corporate media and Democrats have spent decades using every trick and law at their disposal to disarm us, to leave us helpless, even as they encourage, protect, and justify the unspeakable violence committed by their brown shirts in Black Lives Matter and Antifa. And now the left and media are looking to discourage us from protecting our own homes and our own family. We now live in an upside-down world where the McCloskeys are smeared and persecuted as the bad guys, not the mob that allegedly broke, entered, vandalized, trespassed, and threatened a couple in their 60s who had been minding their own business. Yes, the good people minding their own business, the good people who had every right to fear for their lives, are the racist villains, and all because they dared to stand up to the brown shirts. All because they showed the rest of us the way. All because their example encouraged people like me to make damn sure that if CNN's brown shirts ever come for me and mine, I will always be just a few seconds away from the means to protect myself. The media and Democrats want us to be perfectly helpless when their mobs arrive, and they are so transparent in this wicked goal. They're openly shaming Patricia and Mark McCloskey.